Hello and welcome to the Thursday, May 24th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Mark Baggett was our handler on Wednesday and he wrote an interesting diary about IP fragmentation attacks. Certainly not a new topic, something that some people consider as solved, but it is continuing to cause tricky issues when you're trying to reassemble IP datagrams. What typically happens is that your IP datagram gets split up by a router in nice equal size packets and then forwarded to the destination, which will reassemble it. Where it gets tricky is if these packets aren't nice and equally sized. If these packets, for example, overlap, IPv4 does define what should be done in this case in some RFCs, but operating systems really have their own mind in how they're dealing with this reassembly problem, in part because originally it wasn't really defined how this is supposed to happen. So what you have to do if you are reassembling fragmented IP datagrams that are overlapping, you have to actually consider what operating system is receiving those datagrams. And Mark wrote a real nice tool that will allow you to reassemble these datagrams for various operating systems. So you get this anomalous IP fragment stream, and then Mark's tool will tell you how different operating systems would interpret it. Great tool for intrusion detection and in particular for network forensics. It is part of the Security Onion Live CD distribution. It's actually a pretty nice distribution if you're trying to set up an IDS sensor. Now and then you may be wondering how this all works in IPv6. IPv6 actually cleaned up this part a little bit. IPv6 hosts must drop all overlapping fragments. So this problem pretty much goes away in IPv6 in the sense that if fragments overlap, the host will drop them and they will not be considered. Of course, that's again something the IDS has to be aware of, and the IDS now needs to drop these overlapping fragments as well. I did a little bit testing with that in IPv6 and all the implementations I tested dealt with that correctly in that the host dropped the packet. Where it gets a little bit more interesting in IPv6 is in IPv6 the minimum MTU is 1280 bytes. However, in my testing, smaller fragments are still accepted by hosts even though they shouldn't really show up. Also, fragments should have all the same size because now they're all fragmented by the source and again, the receiving hosts are pretty forgiving in what they're willing to receive. But that's not all we had. We also had some issues that got reported with MS-12-035. This was the .NET patch in the May patch set from Microsoft. Well, the problem here is that on certain systems, the patch doesn't seem to be applying correctly. What will happen is you apply the patch, you reboot the system, and it will come back saying that the patch has to be applied again. Microsoft apparently came up with a solution for this now and re-released the patch. If you're running into this particular problem, take a look at the links that Mark added to the respective diary article. There are a couple of links to Microsoft sites and forum sites that discuss that problem and potential solutions for it. Well then, today, let's for a change just move on to random leaks and breaches. So for example, Boston Children's Hospital lost 2,000 patient records because an employee visiting a conference in Buenos Aires, Argentina, well, the laptop they used at the conference got stolen and held 2,159 patient records. On a smaller scale, an insider at United Healthcare in Missouri accessed 65 Medicare patient data that he wasn't supposed to access. And United Airlines apparently leaked the passenger manifests of flights under the right circumstances to any user of its website. United Airlines, of course, having a lot of IT issues lately with its merger with Continental and the redesign of its website, which this issue is part of. And Australian ISP Telstra had to reset 35,000 passwords for users of its Game Arena website after the website was compromised and the passwords were leaked. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.